Phoneboy Speaks, episode 624, Nixious Earphones.
I get a lot of email on a daily basis, and a lot of it is being on PR emailing lists for because, I don't know, I've been a blogger for something like 15 years, and I have, I'm on every PR list known to man, and plus I used to write for one of these content farm sites, and so I used to be, somebody who review stuff, and every once in a while I still get offers to review things, and every once in a while from that I take people up on it. And so I got from I got from the PR agency for this company a pair of Nixious earphones, and that's Nixeus, and I'm actually enjoying them quite a bit. I mean, I go through headphones quite a bit. I don't like to spend a lot of money on them as a result. I did eventually get some ear pods, and because I found them to be acceptable, but I think I like these Nixious earphones even more. They fit very snugly in my ear. They're an in-ear headphone, and you get pads for three different sizes. The default size that it came with is actually very comfortable. The buds are a little bit big on sticking out of my ear, but it has a nice long headset cord, which you can't believe how wonderful that is, and it has as a built-in microphone, so of course it works on the iPhone, and I've actually been recording the last couple of podcasts with the headphones just to kind of see how they perform. And there's a little button on it, of course, to pause and play your iPhone stuff. And there's also like a built-in volume control on the headset, so you can turn down your headphones without actually touching your iPhone, which is kind of nice. It's an analog control. It's not a digital control, so it's not like you're pushing the down button on the phone. It's just reducing the amount of stuff coming into your ear. So I really like these headphones. I mean, this I don't know that I would have tried these out without necessarily getting a review unit, but I'm very glad I did. I think these are very nice headphones. I'm gonna do a write up with this podcast explaining all of the details, and of course there'll be a link to them in the show notes. And yes, these were reviewed unit, and it even comes with a little carrying case put the headphones in, and it also has a if you want to plug it into your computer, it's got a splitter jack that splits off the iPhone bits into regular headphones and a microphone. So that's kind of a nice little addition I wasn't expecting. So anyway, I'd say give these earphones a shot. They're certainly decent quality. I mean, I don't know that they're like I'm one of these guys. I mean, most of what I listen to is podcasts, and the podcasts sound great. Maybe a little bit better than my ear pods. Certainly I get better noise isolation with them than I do in the ear pods. Although I did listen to some music last night with them, and I was very happy with the results. So if you're in the market for some earphones, I'd say give the Nixious ones a try.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.